worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink, for in so doing you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Verses 1 through 21, all of Romans chapter 12. Father, we thank you once again for the wonderful and blessed and precious gift of eternal life. Thank you for the chance to know you, to be able to serve you. Thank you for the opportunity of being able to be warriors in your army who go forth as conquerors, who go forth daily to tear down the kingdom of darkness and build the kingdom of light. Empower us to be believers that live in your word, that dwell in your word, and walk in its wisdom and power daily. And more, help us to be faithful hearers and doers of your word. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us as well at this time.
God, we come to you today and we praise you. We lift high your holy name, Father. We're so thankful for your stooping down, your sending your Son to die a terrible death on the cross. Help us to more and more understand that and be even more grateful for it, Father. Your Son dying on the cross for sinners like us, we thank you for that. And Father, we pray for our listening family that if there's one who doesn't know you as their Savior, Father, that you would work in their hearts. You would draw them to yourself. You would use a pastor, a Christian friend, or your holy word to speak to them and draw them to yourself. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. I want to remind you once again, my email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. As usual, on an ongoing basis, we're encouraging you to email us to get some of the prayer tools, the discipleship tools that we provide. My ongoing experience is everybody needs help in their prayer life, and so we're glad to share those with you. And our hope is that you'll take them and use them for you and your family, but also that you will in turn forward them, pass them on to family, friends, loved ones, fellow church members, because again, we become fellow workers in the kingdom of God, helping to disciple others as well. And we all need to be seeking to do the work of being a disciple every day and making disciples every day as well. So again, the email jparker@afa.net. Get them for you and your family and get them to pass on to others as well. And want to continue to remind you too, we're encouraging you to get a couple of the books that we've recently had a chance to have published, the book A Pastor's Notes, God Calls the Church to Stand Boldly for Life. Our encouragement is that you will take it and read it and be better equipped to recognize that there's so much more God is calling the church to do to help end the tragedy of abortion. And the reality is, sadly, too many people within the church are much too passive with this issue. And so the book is a tool to help set you on fire with a passion for the Lord to get involved, because all of us need to do our part to help end the tragedy of abortion. And the second book, The Intercession Chronicles, of course, it's fiction, but it's a tool for evangelism and discipleship. I'm encouraging you to get it for you and your family, but also I would encourage you to consider getting it with the goal of using it as a tool for evangelism yourself and discipleship too. So at the end, it does have a prayer guide that I hope that will equip and encourage you in your prayer life. So again, both of them are available at the AFA bookstore, AFAstore.net. Again, that's the bookstore, AFAstore.net, to get both A Pastor's Notes, God Calls the Church to Stand Boldly for Life, and The Intercession Chronicles. Hope that you'll get both. We are honored to have with us in studio, never before on this broadcast, but we're grateful to have Rick Green. He's the founder of Patriot Academy. Okay, we're hearing from the whole gang. Apparently, they are really excited about Rick. So, Rick, good to have you with us today.
Pastor Parker, good to be with you in person. I love this, getting to actually be in studio with you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, it's great to have you. And I'm going to ask if you'll take time just to further introduce yourself and then tell our listeners about Patriot Academy as well.
Glad to. Yeah, I'm a former Texas legislator, been with David Barton for about 20 years, hosting his radio program and helping with Wall Builders Mission. We started Patriot Academy back in those days when I was in the legislature. I love what you were talking about already, just in terms of discipleship and making disciples. It's too often we forget that really is the Great Commission, that we've right. got to, you know, not just preach the gospel. We've got to preach application of the Bible in all these areas of our life. And culturally, we're so hungry for that right now. So what we do at Patriot Academy is we apply biblical citizenship. We say, look, God's Word is the instruction manual for everything in life. It has all the answers. So everything we're facing in our neighborhoods, in our communities, our states, our nation, all of the challenges that we're facing, the Bible has answers for that. So how do we as citizens in a country where we are Caesar, we the people are ultimately in charge, how do we render unto Caesar what is Caesar's? How do we actually live this out? Mm-hmm. And so making disciples, training disciples, how do we obey Jesus' commands in terms of that responsibility as citizens? That's what Patriot Academy is all about.
Okay. And now, your home is
Austin, Texas. Actually, Dripping Springs, Texas. I'm sure all of your listeners have been to Dripping Springs, Texas before. Anyway, it used to be a little bitty town south of Austin. Now, unfortunately, it's kind of part of the big city, but it's kind of central Texas.
Okay. And so Patriot Academy is there in Austin as well?
Yes, sir. Now, we conduct it at in-state capitals, typically. Most of our programs are actually on the House floor of a state capital across the country. So the students come in, and they actually participate as a legislator. So our teaching takes place during this legislative simulation. It's a really fun way to learn and actually experience their government while also learning biblical application on the issues.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask you, Rick, to back up just a little bit. And you said, okay, Patriot Academy has been around how long?
20 years.
20 years. So it's been around a long time.
20 years.
Then. Okay. So basically,
I had a lot more hair and it was a lot darker back then.
Okay. Okay. Well, you use the term biblical citizenship. Yeah. I want to ask you to take a moment to really break that down, because from some people that might be political ease or Bible ease, but what is it? What does biblical citizenship mean?
Yeah. You know, we tend to, as Christians, sometimes approach the Bible's instruction as only being with regard to our spiritual life and not our physical life, our relationships, our how we run our business, or how we serve as a you know, hardworking person to other people, or in this case, our politics. How do we look at government from a biblical perspective? And the Bible has so much to say about government. What are good leaders? What are the right policies? There are biblical policies and anti-biblical policies. And so a biblical citizen is someone that says, okay, first of all, I'm going to be a good citizen. I'm not just going to enjoy the freedom that other people sacrifice for. I'm going to say, what's my part in living out this freedom? How do I do my job as a citizen in this particular country? And then biblical citizenship is saying, okay, if I'm going to be a good citizen, where do I go for my instruction? If I'm a Bible-believing Christian, I'm going to go to the Bible for that instruction. And so we do programs that actually break that down and say, okay, what does that mean with regard to voting? What does that mean with regard to maybe particular potentially serving in office for a little while and kind of sacrificing from family and work and everything else and going and being on the school board or the city council or in some way giving back in the community. So there's a lot of different areas that it can be done. Our main focus, kind of the flagship program of Patriot Academy, has been for young people because 16 to 25-year-olds, right when they're really figuring out what do they really believe. They're cementing their worldview typically in that age range. We want to put them in that environment where they're faced with these big issues of the day, and we want to get them to seek truth. And then once they find that truth, then be willing to fight for that truth and stand for that truth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. And so you work with quite a few different ages, but you focus on young people then?
Yeah, that's our flagship program. So it's 16 to 25. They come spend a week with me at a state capitol somewhere, and that training takes place throughout the course of that week. We do have adult programs, so we have our Constitution Coach program, our Biblical Citizenship Coach program, and that's for anybody of any age where they can take our materials and host a class in their living room or at their church or wherever it might be and walk through these fundamental principles. And those programs are all free, by the way, thanks mm-hmm. to partnerships with folks like American Family Association.
Okay, okay. Well, before we go further, Rick, I'm going to ask if you'll specifically pray for listeners to really have ears to hear what the Lord would have them say, because there are some people who they may feel led to encourage their children to plug into Patriot Academy. But then there are others who the Lord may put it on their heart to say, well, I want to give financially to support that. Others may say, I feel led just to become an intercessor to pray for that work. But would you just pray that people would have ears to hear whatever the Holy Spirit wants to say to them today?
Amen. Amen. Lord, I just ask you to give us eyes to see, ears to hear, Father, that this is not one of those things where we should kind of eyes glaze over and tune out. But Lord, it's one of those things where we really do need to lean in and say, God, what are you saying to me about what my nation looks like right now, my community, my state, even my own neighborhood? And what can I do to help improve that area? How can you use me? Here am I, send me, Lord. Let us have that attitude, Father. And I just pray as we talk about this today, Lord, that you'll put that on the hearts of those that are listening and show them where they can be a part of that, whether they know someone in their life that they think this biblical instruction would be good for them at this time in their life and maybe want to help send them to one of the programs. Our Lord, very important, Father, if they would be willing to lift up our students, even now, the students that will be attending this summer, that they would begin to pray for all of the students that will be coming, that their hearts will be prepared. Father, that we will be wise as an organization in terms of the students that we accept and where we go as a program, Father. I just thank you for the intercessors out there that would do that and be lifting us up even now for programs that won't happen until later in the year. And just thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father, I do thank you for today. Thank you for every single listener. And Lord, stir us to recognize, Lord, that there's so much that we as your people can do as we learn to become serious intercessors, praying for ministries like this one and so many others that, empowered by your Holy Spirit, help us to recognize, Lord, that every idea and every thought, every vision from the Holy Spirit is an important one. It's an eternal one in terms of its goals. And so, Lord, help us to never think, well, there's nothing I can do to help that, to encourage that, to be a part of that. Help us to know, Lord, that you made us powerful warriors as we simply know how to pray and intercede. And help us to never take that lightly. You let us know we're to be good stewards of the manifold grace of God. And thank you for the truth that we can release grace into the world by the gallon as we become the prayer warriors you've called us to be. Thank you for this opportunity. We praise you for it. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Rick, would you share with our listeners a website information if they want to go online and learn more about Patriot Academy?
Sure. PatriotAcademy.com. PatriotAcademy.com, and that'll get you to all the different programs.
Okay. Our in-studio guest is Rick Green, the founder of Patriot Academy, and we'll be talking further about it in the next segment. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
As the daylight breaks,
Music for Planet Shakers, Only Way, reminding us that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation and eternal life. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guest today is Rick Green. He's the founder of Patriot Academy. And Rick, as before we dive into this next segment, share with our listeners one more time, what is Patriot Academy? Because some people might think, I want to go to that school, you know. tell them again what Patriot Academy is.
Well, it's basically life learning and biblical application. So it's not an actual university. It's mostly one-week programs that folks come to. And then it's also a lot of curriculum programs that people can bring into their own home. So an eight-week course, let's say one night a week or one afternoon a week, where you have people gather in your home and you watch the videos and go through the course and you get good biblical application.
Okay. Well, why would you say there's a need for a ministry like Patriot Academy?
Well, just look at the culture right now. Just look at where we are, the lack of leadership, the lack of truth. It's hard to even find truth these days. And so one of the things that we train people to do is to seek truth and to make sure that the measurement, the plumb line that they measure everything to is that biblical worldview. According to George Barna, only about 6% of Americans now, 6%, not 60, 6%, have a biblical worldview. Mm-hmm. So we've got the best instruction manual in the world. God's given us the manual on how our brain works, how our body works, how our relationships work, how government should work, all of those things, and we're not using it. And so part of what we want to do is get people to start thinking that way, and frankly, critically even thinking, and not just being emotionally driven on everything or just responding to what the media says, but actually think through those things and be a part of the conversation, actually starting to speak up. No matter where you are, who you are, you've got a voice, and you've got a role to play in this. And especially to the young people out there, to not despair, not to think that you're alone or think that America's lost, that the culture's too far gone, but instead to think the way that God told Joshua to think, to not be afraid, to not be dismayed, but instead be courageous, be strong and of a good courage. And that's really our message to the next generation is, hey, God's got a role for you. In fact, I love the fact that you read the scripture earlier about not thinking more highly than you ought, but to think soberly. And that's even part of what we train is to say, hey, think about the skills and gifts God's given you, and let's start thinking about what you can do with those things to be a positive influence.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rick, before we kind of move further, I want to stay here for just a moment because you've touched on some such critically important foundational truths. You know, we go back to God's Word. God's Word is to be the foundation of everything we do. Well, the reality is when we look at the landscape of our culture, we see this, that sadly, people on the wrong side are bold and they're committed to their cause, whereas you have many people that say they love the Lord who, in fact, I had a guest yesterday that a term that just really stuck with me. He said, we have a lot of spiritual sissies.
That's a good way of saying it. It's true.
And, you know, people that they say they love the Lord, but they're not bold. They don't stand on conviction, and they give in too easily to the other side. What would you say towards that reality and the fact that, again, we see boldness on the wrong side too often and not enough on the kingdom of light side?
I think you are 100% right, and you're putting your finger on where a lot of the problem is. And I think part of the source of that is for some reason we bought into this idea that meekness is weakness, and that if you're Christian, then you're really soft and you don't speak up. You know, we just really bought into that. And instead, when we saw the other side being bold, we thought that was obnoxious or wrong or whatever. And so I just think that's a wrongheaded view. I think you've nailed it. I think we should be bold as lions. That's really the biblical perspective. And the culture's hungry for leadership. There's been a vacuum there. So, part of even what we say to young people today is, you know, don't just be ignorance on fire. Like, we're not asking you to just run out and start, screaming and whatnot, but actually seek that truth. But when you find it and you know this is what God's called you to, or when you see injustice that you stand up for, when you were talking about the life issue earlier, I was thinking, even as you said that about, you know, sometimes we just, we're too silent, we're too soft on this issue. It's the old Bonhoeffer thing, silence in the face of evil is evil itself. And it's a fear of standing. In some ways, it's almost this desire not to offend. And we think that somehow that's being Christian, that's being biblical, that if I say something that's quote unquote offensive, that I'm not being biblical. But in fact, what we've confused is offending with conviction, that we need conviction. We need to be speaking that truth boldly so that people will be convicted in their heart and want to change. So I love what you just said. I think that's I'm gonna borrow that one. Spiritual sissies. I'm gonna use that one. We don't need spiritual sissies or angels of apathy, right? We need bold as lions. That's the kind of Christians we need to be.
Amen. Amen. Now, Pastor Jody Burkeen with Man Up God's Way. That was his term that I guess he coined it. I don't know, but it makes the point.
Yeah, it's good.
And you know, Rick, just a reality that we as believers need to look at is that, again, you see the other side bold to the point where, for example, they're bold about wickedness.
Mm-hmm.
I think of, you take the, going back to the life issue, again, right now, sadly, we have an administration that's bold about standing for slaughtering babies.
Yep.
Not only for our own culture, we're exporting it.
That's right.
As a nation. And that's tragic. Yet, sadly, we have, and here's where, again, there's a need for the church to step up. We have many believers, and of course, we know we're called to intercede for that abortion would end, and we're definitely to be doing that. We'll repent for that sin as well. But, you know, Rick, too many times, churches kind of stop there. They're not really doing some of the other things that need to be done. For example, pregnancy clinics are on the front lines of this issue. But lots of pregnancy clinics struggle financially. There are so many churches out there that should be supporting them financially, should be sending volunteers. There's so much the church can do. But many believers, they don't even know what a pregnancy clinic is.
Yeah.
And couldn't refer someone if their life depended on it. So the need for the church to be aggressive about understanding, number one, God has clearly said, you shall not murder. That's clear.
Yeah.
And we should be boldly moving that truth forward in every part of our culture. So,
A couple thoughts on that. First of all, even with the pregnancy centers, it's the church used to be the epicenter of the community, and we so receded from the community and just went into the four walls of our churches. And we should be doing exactly what you just said. We should be supporting those ministries like that. We should be on the front lines with them, and as individuals and as the church itself, but also as individuals. And I couldn't help but think, as you were talking about the president being so bold for this wickedness, in the same way we had the spiritual sissies that because they didn't like the packaging and maybe the obnoxiousness of Donald Trump, you literally had evangelicals for Biden. You had these pro-life evangelicals that were saying, we think Biden will be pro-life because he won't be saying mean things on Twitter. And recently they had to finally apologize and say, wow, we didn't realize how far this guy was sold out to the abortion industry. Well, the only reason you wouldn't realize that is if you weren't doing your homework and you weren't paying attention to the actual debates. So in many ways, I blame ourselves for where we are, right, where we didn't engage. We weren't bold as lions. We didn't like the obnoxious tweets or whatever, even though Trump had been the most pro-life president of my lifetime. I mean, the things he did on the life issue were fantastic. And so I just think that's bad. It's poor discernment, honestly, poor judgment on our part, where we want to feel good and feel like here's this nice old man in Joe Biden, so we're not offending anybody, and yet look at the policies and how offensive they are to the Lord, how offensive they are to our conscience when we see what's actually being done. And that just takes discernment.
So much so. Would you pray for the church to really grow in the understanding of the need for us to both repent, but then understand we are to pray and then get up and do kingdom
amen.
Things. Would you
amen.
Pray?
Lord, you even, Lord, we know faith without works is dead. Even as John Hancock said, I urge you by all that is dear, by all that's sacred, by all that's honorable, not only to pray, but to act. And Father, I just pray that even when we're in our time with you, when we're praying, that you would just prick our hearts, that you would bring things to mind, and you would give us, through an unction of the Holy Spirit, Father, specific action steps that we can do. That we would actually take your word and walk on, that we would walk it out, that we would live it, that we wouldn't just speak these things, that it wouldn't just be words, but we would add that action to it. In Jesus' name,
amen. Amen. Well, Rick, share with our listeners now some of the courses at Patriot Academy. Tell us about what individual courses are and what the mission behind each course would be.
Yeah, we do basically four main programs. The youth program I already talked a little bit about. We actually call that a capital boot camp. It sounds really intense. It's not that we have them doing push-ups, but they do go from very early in the morning to late at night. We put them in that environment of what a legislator experiences in the throes of a legislative session when you're running 90 to nothing and you don't get much sleep or eating. So we want them to experience that as well and kind of be in that hot seat where they've got people pushing and pulling from different directions so that they have to stand and defend what they believe in and really start to understand the art of persuasion as well in order to win people over for their piece of legislation. So that's the Capitol Boot Camp. It's the one that takes place at state legislative chambers throughout the country. And then we do a program that has actually become super popular in the last couple of years. We call it Constitutional Defense. And it's a fun one. It's a good fellowship time. It's all ages, 11 years old and up. And we actually go to Front Sight Firearms Training Institute in Nevada, and they learn how to defend themselves with a handgun during the day. And then in the evenings, I teach Constitution. And I tell you, it's funny, Pastor. Most of the people that come to this have never touched a gun in their life. Most of the people that come to this are women. We have more women come than men.
Really?
And we have great fellowship, but it's literally that proverb about, you know, a prudent person foresees danger and takes precautions. A simpleton walks blindly on and suffers the consequences. And just realizing that our Second Amendment and our Constitution does put the burden and responsibility on the individual. And it's that biblical concept of the castle doctrine, the responsibility to defend your home. And so that one's been – it's a new one. We've only been doing that one a couple of years. And I've been blown – I started to say blown away, but that would be a bit of a pun if I said that. amazed at how many people have really enjoyed that. And we have great fellowship when we do that one as well. So Constitutional Defense, Patriot Academy, Capitol Boot Camps, and then our Biblical Citizenship in Modern America, that's the one I'm most excited about. We just launched that in January, and real excited to have Kirk Cameron's on it, Matt Staver, Rabbi Daniel Lappin, Pastor Jack Hibbs, Pastor Rob McCoy, of course, David Barton and Tim Barton are probably 80% of the program. I mean, they just have a wealth of wisdom in those brains that just, you know, comes out so quickly. And it's an 8-week class. And the fun part about this one is when you sit down with folks in your living room or at your church and you watch these videos and then you have this discussion, you're going to find hope. You're going to realize there are answers to the problems we're facing. You're going to realize you're not alone. There are other believers right there in your neighborhood and your church that are like the men of Issachar. They understand the times. They understand that there are real challenges facing our culture, but we need the second half of that and know what to do. Understand the times and know what to do. And so the Biblical Citizenship in Modern America course takes you through understanding the times, but then gives you action steps on things you can do through and with your church, but also as an individual.
Okay. So you have young people to come sometimes, you have adults to come. Do you have pastors to come as well?
We do, absolutely. In fact, most of our Constitution coaches are folks out of churches, and our Biblical Citizenship coaches. So tons of pastors that are doing that now, and a lot of them join us on it. We have a live Monday night one that we do together, and then they take it and they do it in their particular church. In fact, we're going to have a big pastors conference in July where we're going to walk through Biblical Citizenship together, and our team's still nailing down the date, but if you follow it, patriotacademy.com, we'll announce that program for pastors as well.
Okay. How would you ask listeners to pray for the ministry and mission of Patriot Academy?
Wow, there's so many areas. First one I would say is discernment on our part. Just having a wisdom to know. The culture right now feels like whack-a-mole. It's like there's just all these problems are popping up everywhere. So where does God want us to be? What should we be focused on? You know, with our youth program, we believe that's the tip of the spear. I can't train every young person in America to understand these things, but we can train the Navy SEALs of thought, if you will, the leaders of the next generation. So that's what we're doing there. So pray for discernment in the students that we choose to come to the program. Pray for discernment for our staff to just be wise about where to go, where's His perfect will for our organization, because there are so many opportunities right now to influence, and there's so many needs out there in the culture, whether it's people running for office, pastors asking for training in this area, the young people. That's a broad request, but that's just where my heart is. I just feel a need right now for, you know, God, shine the light where you really want us to be. Give us clarity in the mission.
Okay. Well, Rick, I want to ask if you'll touch on this, and we might have to finish this on the other side of the break, though. But, you know, recently I've had the opportunity to have individuals from a Christian college to come on to share about the work and the mission. And they talked about why it's important for parents to seek to send their children to a school to give them a biblical foundation. And I'm going to ask you to just share your thoughts on this, but the reality is this, that many a young person, even Christians who go to college, Christians, it's like they're eaten alive at universities in our culture, because many times you have persons who are there to rip their faith from their heart if they possibly can, yeah. Professors and individuals, not all of them, but many of them. And that's a serious issue.
It is.
We're going to have to pick up on the other side with that issue. Our in-studio guest is Rick Green, the founder of Patriot Academy. We'll be right back.
He is jealous for me. Loves like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of His wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how He loves us. Oh, oh, how He loves us. How He loves us all. Oh.
Music of David Crowder, How He Loves. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guest today is Rick Green. He's the founder of Patriot Academy. And Rick, we were just about to let you kind of jump on this topic, that many a young person will go to secular universities in our culture, and literally they go with a strong Christian faith and may leave thinking either they're atheists or they no longer believe what they believed before they went in. Would you share your thoughts on that?
Well, back to what you were saying earlier, the left is bold. The secular leaders are bold, and they have taken over most of the universities in America. And unfortunately, we are, I'm going to keep using that phrase, spiritual sissies, and we don't think about that fight, and we send our kids off there because it's the alma mater, right? Or we played ball for them, or we rooted for that football team. How shallow of us. We now put our child at that critical time in their life when they're cementing their worldview in the hands of these people that literally want to destroy our faith. And it is having its impact. I mean, we have two generations now that have been raised in a cultural Marxism education system. They're teaching our children to hate our nation, to hate each other. They're teaching them to hate the faith. And I grieve over the families that I know where the kid has come home And now the parents and the kid are totally at odds, mm-hmm. and different, totally different worldviews. And I just think we're foolish in what we're doing. On the political side, I'm pushing legislators to defund the left by defunding the universities. Stop mm-hmm. funding people that are teaching our children to hate our nation. And stop funding these universities that are literally they're glorifying socialism and Marxism, the opposite of what our nation is designed to be. But as Christians, it's even more important, because it's not just about economics and politics and how it looks. It's the soul of our children, and mm-hmm. And what our grandchildren then will experience. So I'm honestly, there are very few universities left. Honestly, even you said secular universities. I would say even a lot of Christian universities, or universities that have Christian in the name. Let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. They have become just as bad. So you have to be really, really careful, really, really wise. I even recommend to people, look, you go visit the campus and literally ask for a sit down with the president of the university, or mm-hmm. at least a top dean, and say, I want to know what your philosophy is. Mm-hmm. I want to know whether you teach some of these things. I want to know, you know, and you're going to be voting with your dollars, but more mm-hmm. importantly, with your child. Mm-hmm. So it's serious, serious business. We haven't talked about it enough, and we haven't thought about it enough. And I just want to challenge parents, be wise. Make this decision carefully. I'm not even an advocate of every student needing to go to college. I think we waste years of our lives and hundreds of thousands of dollars. Two-thirds of students end up in a job that has nothing to do with the degree that they went and got anyway, right? That's so right. I realize there's other benefits there, and some degree, some professions you obviously have to go, but just really think about it. I mean, one of our dreams at Patriot Academy, not just dreams, we're finally putting a shovel to the dirt this year, is to have a campus where young people can come not just for a week at the Capitol, but come spend a year with us and mm-hmm. really get grounded at that 18, 19, 20-year-old, get that biblical worldview, get that constitutional knowledge, all of those things, and really figure out what is God calling you to do, and then go. Mm-hmm. And they'll get college credit while they're there. But I think we need more programs like that, even churches. Maybe there's pastors out there that are listening today to start thinking about having a gap year program at your church where students mm-hmm. you know, finish high school and spend a year interning with you or with someone else at the church before they go off to college.
That's something to think about. Well, tell us some stories that come to mind about people whose lives have been touched by the ministry of Patriot Academy.
I'll give you a couple of extremes. On one extreme, I never thought this would happen. I always thought of Patriot Academy as it's going to be a leadership kind of boot camp. This was back in the early days, and really in about our fourth or fifth year, we do this graduation ceremony at the end of the academy where we have military veterans come to the front, and it's a ceremonial moment where the student comes up and there's a passing of the torch. That military veteran puts a medal on the student, gives them a torch pin. The student actually signs the Declaration of Independence before they as they're coming up. So they make that commitment. I'm going to give of my life, my fortune, and sacred honor from now on. But then the veteran ceremonially says, I was willing to die for your freedom. Now it's time for you to live it. And it's a really powerful kind of moment to spike what they've learned all week long, and they never forget that moment. Mm-hmm. But I remember sitting there at that dinner and a dad leaning over to me and saying, Patriot Academy saved my son's life. He was literally so far gone and believing there's no purpose. There's no, you know, I don't know, no relationship with God, no purpose in life. And being around these other young people, sharpening his countenance, hearing the gospel throughout that week, hearing that biblical application, totally, totally changed his life. So that's one extreme. And then on the other extreme, I have students that right now I'm so excited. In fact, one of our graduates, he's a state legislator now in South Carolina, Jonathan Hill, and he is the one leading the charge right now with the bill to end abortion in South Carolina. And I believe they have the votes, Pastor. It's really exciting to see. Another one of our graduates is serving in the Ohio legislature, and she's been the one to push back on the dictatorship of that governor there and all the COVID crackdowns and shutting down the churches and all of those things. So some of these students, they came through and they ended up actually serving as legislators. Then other ones, I mean, they're in business now or they're in making movies and television shows and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But so many of them, 98% of the students that go through the program say, Patriot Academy was the place where I found my purpose. I had a radical change in my philosophy of life and realized I can make a difference. I can have an impact. I'm not just going to sit back and and, you know, sit on the sidelines. I'm going to get in the fight. Really, again, back to the Lord works in wonderful ways. The way you started this whole thing, learning to be bold as lions, learning to be bold. They watched the other side be bold all these years. They've watched the church sit back and not be engaged, and they're saying, no more. I want to be like a Joshua. I want to be like a Caleb. Here am I, Lord, send me. So anyway, I was trying to think of there's so many kids that I'd love to tell you about, but it's really just the fact that I get to see the light come on for them, and that I get to see their eyes light up at some point. And a lot of them, they walk in scared to death. I mean, it's like, you know, they're walking into the Capitol. Yeah, they've never been to the Capitol before. They're all dressed up. They got, you know, they're going to be walking onto the House floor. They're taking the swearing in, all that kind of stuff. Deer in the headlights and then that second or third day. And you just see it. You see that light bulb come on, and you see them. You see it begin to. It's kind of that kneading of the dough. It's like you see it start to get into their DNA. You see it start to get into their heart, and that's just an exciting thing to see.
That's good. You know, you were going to share a story about the school in Florida, I think.
Oh, yeah. We had this, you know, we started going to Florida, I think, about 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, to their state capitol and doing a Patriot Academy. And there is an incredible school there, Victory Christian, in inner city Orlando. And the headmaster there, she has just worked miracles. And she brings these kids in from Victory Christian. We didn't really know them that well. I can't even remember how we got connected to them. I think it might have been through the Wobbleders radio program.
You said Victory Christian. Victory
Christian, yeah. And she had started the school because of exactly what we were talking about earlier. She was watching these universities and seeing them brainwash these kids. And she finally went to her dad, who was the pastor at their church, and said, "We got to do something." He said, "Well, you start the school. You do the work. We'll start the school. You got to do the work."
So Victory Christian is a Christian.
It's a Christian school.
Like elementary through?
All the way through, yeah. So these are high school students from Victory that came to Patriot Academy.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, Pastor, those kids knew more about the Constitution, about biblical—I mean, it was like normally students come in and we're starting not from scratch, but, you know, pretty much from scratch. These kids were teaching us. I mean, it was incredible. And I'll never forget this moment. This kid, I was trying to remember, it was a pro-life vote, and I can't remember the specifics of the bill. But by the time the bill was done, one of these kids from Victory Christian, I happened to be standing close by, and he said to this other kid that had gone the wrong way on this bill, he said, "You're going to have to answer to God for your vote today." And I thought, you know what? That's what we're missing, is that our actions, we have that accountability, and legislators don't think like that. They only think, "I'm accountable to the voter." No, you're accountable to God.
To God, that's
right. That vote that you cast on the legislative floor. Anyway, I was so hopeful, and those kids, they've been coming now for 3 years, and just watching what they're doing, it's just incredible. People too often give up on the youthful generation because they see the worst in the news, or they see, you know, you only see the negative too often. I'm kind of a spoiled optimist because I'm around these kids all year long, and I see what God's raising up, the remnant that He's raising up to lead and to have the right convictions as they lead. And so I'm a little more optimistic than most people because I get to see what God's doing with the next generation. So I guess what I'm saying, folks, is hope, help is on the way. God's raising up that remnant. Do not despair.
That's good. That's good. Sounds like you might need to make a movie about the drama that you find inside the Patriot Academy.
That would be fun. We could do that.
and you know, Rick, I think if it's good for us to keep in mind is that, like, believers are never to be hopeless.
That's
because
right.
We serve a God who's sovereign over all things and all circumstances. And the reality is, you know, you look in Scripture, the story of David is a wonderful story that has so many life lessons. And one is, here you see a king who was scared. An army that was scared. They were supposedly representing God. God used one courageous, obedient young man to turn the tide for the whole nation and that battle as well. One courageous person, and God can do wonders through that person.
I love that.
So
courage is contagious too.
That's true.
Yeah, and young people standing up is something that like I said, that's part of why I'm hopeful, because I get to see bits and pieces of it. But I'm telling you, God's lighting a fire in them. And even if we don't win the legislative battle, or the person wins an election, or whatever's happening in the culture, our duty doesn't change. You're so right. I mean, it's like we can have joy in this fight, regardless of what the outcome is, or regardless of what the results are, because we know our joy, it's not based on who's in the White House, it's based on whose we are, not where we are. But also just knowing that He's in charge of the results. We just do our duty, we do what we're called to do, and we can put our head on the pillow at night in peace.
That's right. That's right. And we know we look at the look to the back of the book. Ultimately, we win.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we're never to be hopeless.
That's right.
And to be hopeless is a sin.
Amen.
Again, our God is too big for that. So Amen. We can always remember that too. Father, thank you again, Father, for Patriot Academy, and thank you for Rick, and thank you for the work that they're called to and the work that they're doing. Lord, anoint Rick with continued vision, grace, and just open doors. Continue to use him and Patriot Academy. And Lord, I pray that you'd stir every listener to really pray much for Patriot Academy and ministries like this that would take young people especially, but others, and help them to begin to see through a biblical lens how God can use them, use us in powerful ways to affect our culture and help us to learn more and more to keep our focus on you. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I want to remind our listeners once again, as we usually do, before the end of the broadcast, we invite, if there's someone listening who's never made the all-important step of asking Jesus Christ to come into their heart as Lord and Savior, today is a good day to get saved. Remember, no matter what you're going through in life, Jesus really is the answer. If you'd like to pray and receive Christ today, I would invite you to simply pray this prayer with me, if you would. Or if you wish to pray it as a recommitment prayer, please pray with us. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for loving us so much that you came to this world. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for our sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord Jesus, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent and turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong I've done. Lord Jesus, in a brand new way, I open my whole heart and life to you. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you want me to be. You told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling on your name. Save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. My email once again is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. Please email me if you just prayed that prayer and gave your life to the Lord. We'd like to hear from you. We want to share with you some resources that'll help you to really begin to grow and grow strong in your walk with the Lord. Again, our guest has been Rick Green. Rick, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, brother.
There's Howard. He got excited about what you're sharing today as well. So tell our listeners one more time if they want just the website for Patriot Academy.
PatriotAcademy.com. PatriotAcademy.com.
All right. And I would encourage every listener, take the time to go and take a look and pray much for Rick Green and Patriot Academy and the mission behind that as well. Thanks again, Rick.
Thank you, sir.
And thank you for being a part of our listening family. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.